This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. It's been crazy today. Well, yesterday, because I guess you listen to this in the morning. Yeah. Unless you're on Patreon and then you're listening to it at some ludicrous hour of the night, because I'm staying up recording these like a person who stays up all night. Who does that? Me in my teenage. I guess I am a uni student, so maybe I'm just, this is normal behavior. Anyway, everyone's very excited about Shruti playing the Doctor. I've been on the radio a lot today, talking to a lot of ABC radio people about what it means, having to correct them that this is not the first person of colour to play the role. It's the first person of colour to be the lead actor in the role of the Doctor. I know. Look, they're confused. I understand. some people are just jumping on board. For one, Benjamin, who I heard from on Twitter, who, now this is something I found fascinating. Benjamin, when he was a teenager, like very young, during the 50th anniversary, interviewed me on, there was a special digital radio channel. ABC had a dedicated Doctor Who digital channel, and Benjamin was on there talking to me about Doctor Who, which, you know, we talked about for ages, so long that they turned the line off. And you thought these 10 minutes were a nightmare. I think I must have spoken for over an hour. Anyway, Benjamin says, I have not followed or invested in a while. Oh, that is sad to hear, but I understand it. You're an adult now. But the levels of joy even I'm feeling are intense. What a tremendous choice. I know, it's exciting. It's very exciting. James posted into the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Well, here he is, a very good looking and charismatic fella. I've not watched Sex Education, so I have no more to say about him, really, except that I trust the casting. And all there is to do now is wait. My one other thought, having listened to this morning's bonus theory, don't read the comments. Don't watch the YouTubers. Happily, I miss out on all that YouTube mess, and I don't really use it other than to watch specific things. But reading the comments on the BBC Doctor Who Twitter feed is grim. If Doctor Who is my happy place, I'll take care to keep it that way. That is a very sensible way to do it, James. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I try not to read the comments, but, you know, because I post promotion for this podcast, occasionally the comments come and get me. So I sometimes have to see them. You know, I gotta click on my replies, mate. I gotta see what's going on. Kendall says in response to James, I'm intrigued and excited because I've never seen his work before. Can't wait to meet this new doctor. Blue heart emoji. I love it. But I'll of course be very sad to see Jodie go. I know, it's what I was saying yesterday. It is such a weird emotion being excited about something new and knowing that something is ending. Alyssa says, yay, he seems very sweet and charismatic. One great thing I've seen is so many Sex Education fans saying they're going to start watching Doctor Who, which is great. More fans. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people online saying, never really watched Doctor Who, but if he's the lead, I'm in. You know, so I find this interesting. Like, it's basically as if they've gone, look, you know what we've lost in this era of Doctor Who is young fans. All we've got are crazy old men screaming about a woman being in charge, and we need some young people. I know it's not just crazy old men screaming about a woman being in charge, because everyone who listens to this podcast is amazing. And there are many of you who are women, and you all seem to love Jodie as much as I do. Squally on Patreon says, I always felt Matt Smith was too young, but a fantastic actor. I loved Peter and Jodie, even though others loved hating them. I think they were great doctors. And then says, for me, they aren't the doctor until they're the doctor. Oh, yeah, because it's just an actor at this point. It's an actor who at some point is going to be the doctor. And I said this on radio today, like, you know, if you if you presumed that the actor playing the doctor was going to be the way they were in the last thing you watched them in, I'm like, I would not want to have watched Jodie Whittaker being, you know, mournful Beth Latimer, sad about her child being killed for 3 seasons. Like, that's not the character I presumed she was going to play. Same with, you know, no one expected, well, except people in the media, that Peter Capaldi would come into Doctor Who swearing like a trooper and coming up with terms like omnishambles because he played Malcolm Tucker in The Thick of It. Like, that was just not going to happen. We all knew that because, well, they're actors and they can do lots of different things. But yeah, Squally says, I hope they write a great first episode to cement it. Nothing worse than having to battle your way through a season before you accept the actor playing the role. Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. But it's Russell T. Davis. If we remember his first episodes for people like, well, his first Christopher Eccleston episode was amazing. His first episode for Martha was great. His first episode for Donna, great. You know, I absolutely trust that we are going to get an amazing, amazing experience. Now, I've had a couple of big emails, one from Matt, so I'll try to get through as much of this as possible, who says, it's no secret I've not been the biggest fan of Jodie Whittaker. I think there was so much potential, but she was hampered by poor direction and writing. I also felt that where other actors are the doctor, Jodie was acting the doctor. That said, there is a tinge of sadness that we'll never see what Russell T. Davis could have gotten from her. I mean, you know, she's amazing. Imagine her with one of his scripts. They are pretty powerful things. He says, I think that could have been magical. Also a little sad we've lost a female doctor. I wasn't sold on the idea when it was announced, I'm sorry to say, but if Jodie's achieved anything for me, she's convinced me that the doctor can be a woman and it really doesn't change anything. I'm gutted the new doctor isn't Fiona Shaw. Oh my God, I love Fiona Shaw. I wanted it to be Tania Miller, you know, but, you know, this, like, I also wanted it to be Jo Martin. But Matt says, onwards and most definitely upwards, it seems. Shooty seems like a great fit for the role, so my experience of him is limited. I'd not seen anything he'd been in before, but in typical Who fan fashion, I raced to Netflix and immediately consumed the first episode of How's Your Father Lessons, which is the Pure Theory podcast safe title version of Sex Education. Oh, thanks, Matt, for giving me a euphemism. tells your father lessons. That is amazing. But Matt says, Shooty really does stand out. And I mean, like, really stands out. Effervescent, bubbly, and fun. He stands out in every scene he's in. Traveling with him will be so much fun. Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, you know, I've only seen clips online, but his comic timing is spectacular. But Matt says, this, of course, is him playing a role. So the added bonus of his appearance on the red carpet alongside Russell T. Davis for the BAFTA TV Awards yesterday gave us a different perspective. And oh boy, he's as lively as he is in How's Your Father Listens. The best doctors are the ones whose true personality shines through their portrayal. Yeah, Tom Baker seems, I think, more alien than the Doctor in real life. But Matt says, yeah, they come over so much more naturally, blurring the lines between the actor and the character. Shooty looks like the perfect fit. He also looks gorgeous. And if he decides to use his BAFTA outfit as the Doctor's costumes, you'll get no complaints from me. Yeah, he certainly knows how to do a sit-up. that was a gorgeous outfit too, just amazing. Matt says, of course, the Twitter people, he's used a rude word there that I'm going to use, but the nasty Twitter people are out already claiming a box-ticking casting and that this Doctor will be gay and all sorts of nonsense we like to ignore. Turn a blind eye, people. I'm reserving judgment until he's on screen, seemingly oh so long away. Well, if he's in the centenary special, it'll be for like, you know, half a minute at best. So that's still months away. And his first full episode is 18 months away. Like, it's not until November. Like, isn't he going to be in the the 60th anniversary special? Isn't that the first of Russell T. Davis's series? So that's a long time to wait. But Matt says, I'm confident he's going to blow us away. If we have to consider representation, then let's shut it down straight away by saying his casting is another chance for the show to give even more representation to another segment of society, and I'm totally here for that. Now let's begin the fan fun of speculating about whether he's going to keep the blonde hair, keep this hat, use a different accent, and of course, who's going to be the companions? I have a theory about the blonde hair. So on the red carpet, he's got blonde hair and a mustache. They are filming at the moment, apparently, which I'm guessing is why he's been revealed. What if he regenerates and still has Jodie's dye job? Like, what if that's the bit? He's like, oh, it all regenerated except my hair color. What's going on there? Anyway, more of your thoughts and theories in another bonus episode soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.